This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and Thailand today signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields, including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart Pe Tong Tang Shinawatra at Bangkok this afternoon. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral relationship and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Prime Minister Modi received ceremonial guard of honour. In his joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Modi had said that Thailand has a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. The Rajya Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. Now, we go over live to the Parliament where discussion is underway.
पिछले 75 साल में नहीं कर पा रहे हैं 10-12 साल में बहुत हिचकोले खा रहे हैं तो कश्ती और रास्ता बदलिए तो इनके लिए अंत में एक पंक्ति कहते हुए बात समाप्त करना चाहूंगा कि इन्होंने कश्ती भी नहीं बदली दरिया भी नहीं बदला पर इन डूबने वालों का जज्बा भी नहीं बदला पर है शौक के सफर ऐसा एक उम्र हुई हमने मंजिल भी नहीं पाई रास्ता भी नहीं बदला अब अगर नई मंजिल पानी है नई मंजिल की नई सुबह देखनी है तो मैं कहना चाहता हूं आइए सबको साथ लेकर चलिए और एक ऐसा वक्त आया है जब मैं जो हमारे किरण रिजिजू जी ने कहा था कि मैंने एक शम्मा जलाई हवाओं के खिलाफ तो मैं प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी की तरफ से कहता हूं कि हमें इल्जाम मत दीजिए बहुत अफसोस होता है हमें इल्जाम मत दीजिए बहुत अफसोस होता है बड़ी तरकीब से कश्ती यहां तक लेके आए हैं और बदल देते हैं हम दरिया की लहरें अपनी हिम्मत से आंधियों में भी अक्सर चिराग हमने जलाए हैं
Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said, only Muslim can get the benefit of Waqf and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties. Lok Sabha has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within Indian coastal waters. Under the bill, coastal waters mean territorial waters of India along with adjoining maritime zones. The bill aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coastal trade and encourage domestic participation. The Supreme Court today upheld the Calcutta High Court verdict invalidating the appointment of more than 25,000 teachers and other staff in West Bengal schools. The top court said that the entire selection process is vitiated by manipulation and fraud and its credibility and legitimacy denuded. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar said the fresh selection process to be completed in West Bengal schools within 3 months. The court made relaxation for the disabled employees on humanitarian grounds. India is carefully examining the implications of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement today said that it is engaging with all stakeholders including Indian industry and exporters, taking feedback of their assessment of the tariffs and assessing the situation. It is also studying the opportunities that may arise due to this new development in the US trade policy. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs at Eden Gardens tonight. Chasing a victory target of 201 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, Sunrisers Hyderabad were all out for 120 runs in 16.4 overs. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, three top-order batsmen Travis Head, Abhishek Sharma and Ishan Kishan got out in quick succession with a paltry score of 8 runs. Hendrik Klassen was the highest scorer for Sunrisers Hyderabad with 33 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.